We're talking hard and heavy about getting the classic WoW back into it. But before, when he and I were both addicted, we were playing 8 to 10 hours a day, and I don't have the time for it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's saving me is because I don't have the time for it, but I've been playing it because Chance is in the house. So he's got the laptop, I've got the desktop.
Chance in the house.
We play together. Dalton and Sawyer are both online at their respective places where they're at. So we've almost got our own, you know, dungeon group party right there. You know, we just need one more person, you know, so. But it's been fun, man. I'm like, it's a lot more easy to play
it's
now
like,
than it was.
Hey, Jason, how's that?
You can also right loan in most content in WoW, which is 4 people,
yeah,
if you don't want to invite other people.
I did Vanilla WoW all the way up through the one where they started doing the build your own home shit.
Is that the pandas?
No, that's after that.
Okay.
Grand Thor, I think.
I got to Cataclysm, and that was whenever
I stopped in Lich King. Cause
hey,
the level cap was like 100 or 120. Mm-hmm. I got bored with that shit, so I just started doing my own thing and got 6 characters up to 100 and quit again.
Mm.
Not to totally change the subject, but that's what I want to do.
TBC was the glory days of WoW.
Fuck you,
opinion.
Neil.
Fuck
you. Did you guys hear the GCP announcement this last week?
Yes.
Yes.
I knew I
Shadow
could count
Priest
on Mark.
And Vanilla.
Yeah.
That was the glory.
Vanilla
days
and TBC were the glory.
Yeah, fuck
days
you guys.
What was the GCP announcement?
Mark, can you enlighten us?
Well, GCP announced, one, that they're actually hiring their first ever employee.
Yep.
And I can't put in that for that one either
because
I live in the frickin' Midwest.
They didn't say in the Midwest, you know, what the position was either. Well, but
right. But it's like they listed it on thing. It's like technology somebody. So
I'm
it's
sure
like,
it's
basically
for
it's
like editing,
a gopher.
No,
yeah.
What they're going for is a rules lawyer.
Yeah, that was part two. And I thought of Jason when they posted that, actually. You know, I'm like, wow, that's like a part made for a person if I ever saw one. And he would get paid to do it.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, that would be awesome for him. But another big announcement.
But the reason they're doing that is because...
What is the pay?
Because,
we don't know.
Because they're actually going to live stream on Twitch, Facebook Live, all that stuff. They're doing like a multi-platform Friday thing with Androids and Aliens.
No, every other Thursday.
Every other Androids and Aliens, they're doing a live stream of the thing. I mean, they've got a set, they've got everything hooked up. It's supposed to be pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. Sounded kind
of
cool.
I don't know if any of you have listened to Androids and Aliens.
I do.
But it's one of my favorite Starfinder, you know, podcasts.
Right,
the rest
and there's only other, there's only other one more that I could name you, honestly, but...
Well, Roll for Combat does one.
No, I don't listen to them yet.
I mean, you know, and it's okay.
In my advice, don't.
Okay.
They're very monotonous. And
oh, wait.
Lack
no, that
of
is the one I listen to. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I got it wrong. No.
Have you guys tried the Alexa play Starfinder?
No.
I don't own an Alexa.
It's pretty awesome. You can even do it like on an iPad. You can get the app or whatever.
I don't use Apple products. I don't like Apple.
Fuck Apple.
Okay. Same. Well, then I think you can also get it on an Android app.
Hey,
for
Jason,
you fucking,
don't hold
you know,
back.
Non-Apple people.
All I said was I didn't like it. Neil's the one who screamed, fuck Apple.
Yeah, fuck Apple.
Oh, Neil?
I'm staring at an Apple product right now, and yet I still don't like Apple.
Neil, don't hold back. Tell us what you really think.
I did hold back.
But it's basically like
Apple died with Steve Jobs.
It's basically like a technological version of a choose-your-own-adventure quest. You decide what player you want to. Alexa plays like the part of the DM. There's voice actors. And it takes you through a little scenario. And the first one's not super long. I think it's like 20 minutes total. But you make choices. You can do attacks. You can do skills. And they're supposed to be having more content come out on a later date. And basically it's going to take you through the whole Dead Sons adventure path is what they were saying.
That's pretty
cool. Is super neat.
Yeah, that is
pretty
cool.
Yeah, I think it's very, very cool.
So having said all of that, I kind of have a question for the group. Do any, you know, this is totally thinking miles down the road. Do any of you have any idea what we would need equipment-wise to actually video our game?
Yes.
Money.
Money and some good cameras and a good internet connection.
And money to buy those things.
Oh, some, yeah, money.
Some money to hire some actors, because we all look like shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty ugly.
Well, speak for yourself.
Or
dead
masks.
Sexy for a fat dude.
We could just wear kobold-style masks.
There, here's, well,
color-coded by our wind socks.
I know Laugh Finder, very funny podcast, they did theirs with GoPros. They had two GoPros. Yep. Now, they sit at a rectangular table. That's how they were able to just use the two. But, you know, we would probably need those. So we don't need super expensive cameras. But it kind of depends on what we want to focus on. If we want just the map and board, or if we want us.
I have a good webcam already if we do end up going that route. And we can use that one and hang it from the ceiling or whatever just for the map, whatever we decide.
But with our big octagonal table
here,
we're
going to need more than one. So
here's a funny concept, actually, since we got our big eight-sided map table here. See, there's, what, seven of us? So we have eight GoPros, one facing each of us, and then
we could spin
one on the map itself. And
spinning the table.
Well, okay, let's say nine. So one on each side. So like whenever we spin this, like we spin it slow, and it's just like it just changes the perspective.
Okay, so
I think that'd be hilarious.
Wait, what are you saying? We have them on stands facing the table?
Yeah. No. On here, so I'd have one here facing me, and then one here facing Will.
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. That'd be fucking hilarious.
That would be crazy.
That'd be amazing.
So,
also,
I know I'm the main D&D nerd? Guy, but speaking of an
actor. Oh, I thought you were going to say tech guru.
That's what I thought.
No, no. I'm the main D&D guy here, but anybody else hear about Matt Mercer releasing his new book? Not that he needs any help advertising it.
Yes, I heard about that. The world that he uses.
Tal'Dorei.
Yeah.
Yes, he's also releasing a new class with it, I think, with that book.
That's what I heard, too.
That is absolutely stunning comparatively to the in terms of like theme, in my opinion, compared to a lot of the main classes. It just has a very unique, different thing, which I figured would be pretty hard, but to get wedged into Wizards' very tight grasp.
Not when you're Matt Mercer and you had an $11 million Kickstarter.
It's still difficult to do anything with Wizards because of just how they are as a company.
Or if you're Joe Manganiello and you have a whole character and henchman thing that they've turned into canon now.
Yeah. When you're famous and rich.
Yeah, that always helps.
Yeah.
When you have publicity, name recognition.
This Wizard is a really difficult company to work with.
Yeah, to go back a few steps, one thing about Will is he is our major video editor, does all the YouTube stuff. So that's the other thing we would need is for somebody to have time to edit those videos together into something watchable.
Well, it would actually be a lot easier to edit that than it is to edit what we have now, because right now what I'm doing is matching images to audio. With the video, I would just have to kind of do like what you are with the audio, which is cut out the parts that we don't need, or stitch together in different order if we needed to do some pretty significant stuff. So it would actually make my job easier.
So copy that. That sounds good. Bill says it'd be easier.
So what we just need is money then.
Yeah. Yes, oodles of money.
All right.
That's our oodles.
Yeah.
It's on you. Get some money.
So that's our takeaway, oodles of money.
All right.
I think poodles of money.
Does
poodles?
It matter how I get the money?
As long as you don't tell us.
Okay.
Truth.
Yeah, and right. Also hey, that you managed to come back.
You got some stuff?
Well, I mean...
Well, we just need the money to come back.
Necessarily required.
Then you can all be not Jarwin all the time.
Yeah. I don't want to see you at work, so let's put that caveat.
Mark is a pimp, by the way. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's me, big pimping.
By the way, Britt, you were in the bathroom.
Data don't play.
Yes, sir.
Starting next Sunday, I work every Sunday for the foreseeable future until that changes.
Sunday.
So
that means you get up when?
I would work 6:30 to 6:30 p.m. Now, next Sunday, I did take the day off because of Winter War, but just a heads up, unless you guys just do it without me, I won't be here on Sundays for a while for a podcast.
Ew.
Need to select a new day.
Yeah. So my thought immediately went to the off weekend Saturdays.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Does that work for everybody else?
Depends on what Saturday it is.
Yep. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay.
Or maybe even Friday evening.
Hey, Will.
And even still, if it's going
to
be a...
Friday evenings are hard for me.
They're hard for me, too, but...
Yeah, but you don't have to drive 2 hours.
Right.
I do get up at 2:30 in the morning, so...
Yes, Neil?
Yeah.
Did Jason ask you a question?
You mean about Sundays?
Yeah.
Yes, I cannot do Sundays because that is when my games are.
I think you should change your games.
You mean Saturdays?
Easier said than done.
Because it's Sundays, right?
Give me
now.
All their names. I'll take
We've
care
been
of.
Doing Sundays for a while here.
No, no. What he's referring to is we lost
opposite Sundays.
We lost a player at our other group and are looking to find a replacement. And I asked Will if he was interested, and he said he was interested, but he hates my guts. And then he came up with the excuse that he wants me to tell everybody that he games on those Sundays.
Right. In fact,
after we're done here, I'm going to drive home, and as I step through the door, picking up Jimmy John's on the way home, going to be setting up to play. So,
sounds good.
What time do you expect to be home?
It's 6:30-ish.
So we might want to go ahead and start the second episode.
Yeah, we might want. Yep. Might want to think about it.
Yep.
Okay. Good talk.
Go team.
Go team. Jason's Venture.
Like, we've been started.
Britt, raise your mic about an inch.
I don't wanna. How about now?
Perfect.
A lot better.
Oh wow. Yeah, you're right.
Oh wow.
It's dead on.
Well,
yeah, he went from being kind of high-pitched and tinny dead to on. Actually having full voice. So.
It's amazing what happens when you talk into the microphone.
God damn it.
Loudly and clearly, too.
Yep.
Okay, so what does that mean there?
We're looking at Kurt.
That's right. I'm a sexy bitch.
Something like that.
I think I need to get my eyes checked.
What?
Go.
Go with what? Recording?
Yeah.
Well, we're at bar 347.
Oh.
Yeah, we already started.
Oh, all right. Should we do an intro, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Probably should do the intro.
With a recap, because even though it's only been a few minutes for us, it's been a while for the listeners.
So you took my advice and said, hey, let's record some of this shit.
Before the recap, let me do the listener question.
All right, you do whatever you need to do.
But I want to do our intro because I got something this time. You guys are always having all the fun with the intros. Well,
no, the intro.
I'm not doing an intro. All I'm doing is addressing the
character. I want to have fun, damn it.
Then you can. After introductions, let me do the listener question, and then you can go to the intro.
Okay. That sounds fair. All right, ready? Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Really loud.
Hi. Welcome to Shield Bash, where we play Pathfinder, Serpent Skull. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right?
Mark, playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Rogue.
Neil, playing the one, the only actual Jarwin.
Will, playing Nath Vendikar, the human monk.
Hello, my name is Jason. You killed my eardrums. I cannot hear you.
What? You're welcome.
What? Inconceivable! You morons! No, just kidding. Curtis, playing Ronan.
Who's that guy?
And this will be Pete, playing Meta.
Oh, you got it.
Meta. Listeners don't see is the concentration on his face as he's like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this.
And he's looking like at Jason, like, not Jarwin. It's Pete, right? Pete first. Yes, that's right. Pete first, then Meta.
Hey, long time no see. How you guys been doing?
I'm Pete playing. Good. Playing my wife is pregnant again. Wait, where the fuck am I? Too many beers. Pull out.
Or not enough. One of the two.
I'm sorry.
That good, huh?
Very sorry, Pete. I still love you, brother.
Poor Pete. It's going to be interesting.
All right, so this is Jarwin here to address a listener question from John Edwards. First, we want to thank you for the question and appreciate you listening to our podcast.
Our first question, by the way.
Yes, our first question.
First and only?
So far.
Wow.
Yeah, we keep telling people, if you have questions, we'll answer them, but nobody's taking us up on it until this guy.
So
Thanks, John.
The question pertained to Jarwin and his community-minded trait, and I wanted to let John know that we are going to be covering the backstory in bonus content. It will be covered in the vignette for Jarwin Triot. And thanks again.
So just to confirm, feel free to ask questions. We'll answer them. And we're not answering
when we fucking wanna.
Bonus content. It's better.
But not now.
For those of you listening, the question pertains around the fact that Jarwin has not really mentioned where he's from, but we know he at least trained in Tal'Dor. But the community-minded is region-specific to not Tal'Dor, and thus the basis around the question.
So we have a not Tal'Dorian, not Jarwin. That's what I'm hearing.
Except I am Jarwin. I'm just not from
Tal'Dor. He is now.
I'm pretty sure I've always been Jarwin.
Well, you weren't here, though, so it didn't
as far matter. As you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, how deep are you?
So deep.
That's what she said.
You?
So, shall we recap?
Recap.
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
So we took three steps outside of the obscuring mist area, and then were quickly assailed by a large serpentine-esque
kitty-looking
flying creature.
Giant winged chupacabra.
Which we figured out was a giant chupacabra after Jarwin informed us so kindly. Pete, or Meta, did her best. That's tough. Did her best to make it go away. However, other people had other thoughts, and they may or may not be right, which we should probably ask our benevolent GM about what exactly was the intentions of this creature as it flew away.
It wants to suck your blood.
You know, we need to look up that definition, benevolent.
Benevolent, yeah, it's kind of ambiguous right now for you guys.
And
yeah.
So are you as our GM.
It's the opposite of malevolent.
Malevolent.
I think our new adjective should be sanguine.
Sanguine?
Sanguine.
Well, you still have to define one or the other, Will. So which one do you want to define?
When they speak of malevolent spirits, generally you don't want to be near them, so I'd assume that
that's bad.
Benevolent is probably a good thing.
Right.
We just mean that you're always kind and giving, and you give us the benefit of the doubt.
So give us the answers.
You gave us
sometimes. Yes.
Willing to sacrifice yourself for the benefit of others.
Yes, and the tie goes to the runner, i.e. us.
Except for in Pathfinder.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed if you get the tie.
To reiterate the question, GM.
Yeah.
When that thing was calm emotioned and it was flying away, what was it going to do once it got past the 140 feet?
We did say we were going to address that, yeah.
And I am very, very curious.
So, reiterate briefly, calm emotion for me, would you please?
It calms its emotions.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's pretty self-explanatory there, Mr. Benevolent GM.
I knew I could count on you, Pete.
It cannot take hostile action.
Right, so what it was going to do is fly away. But then y'all started attacking the motherfucker.
Well,
so
fly away
what?
To where? That's the question. To its home? To
not here.
Fair enough.
So it just would have left entirely.
Well, it went somewhere else.
Well, yeah, but again,
it may have flown
Tam's
home.
Tam's worry was that it was going to go after the camp.
Right. Sure.
But then there's also the point of we don't know where its home is. It could have just been going
because
home.
The camp is somewhat north. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that. I get it. But you didn't wait long enough to see.
Well, that's why we're asking. That's and that's why you said
right.
you'd tell us.
Right, right. That's
but
why.
The main thing that you are telling us is once it got past that 140 feet, knowing we were there, it would not have turned around and come back.
That was going to be my next question.
Well, see, and therein lies the rub, if you will. I would have to actually check on the spell for myself to go,
Well, we're not asking about the spell effect. We're asking about what it was doing before we interacted with it.
Well, also, not before, after.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not true at all, Neil.
If we weren't interacting with it, what was it going to do? That was the
question. It was going to suck the blood right out of Ronan.
Okay.
Yeah, it was going to suck me.
So it was going to kill Ronan regardless of the spell.
It was going to try.
Which is actually a lot more fun, but a lot more expensive than a handy.
Wow.
Expensive as in blood money?
No, as in constitution.
Well, that's a good our spell. Resident...
Penal commando?
No.
Brothel expert is what you're looking for.
Is well-versed in this topic. He helped set the payment plans with his women's clients.
Actually, contrary to popular belief, I was not a pimp. Actually, my mom, she worked in a brothel, and I grew up in a brothel.
Were you talking to Artemis or Mark?
Yeah, no, Artemis.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
My mom did not grow up in a brothel.
Some stuff here.
But, I mean, my mother did not. She was a righteous woman. How dare you speak of her like that?
You said work.
I wasn't. I was just asking.
How bad you speak of the dead? I can't believe it. But no, Artemis' mother grew up and lived in a brothel, and she was actually very well respected in the city where she worked. And that, hence the family name Quinn Frigg, because she got a quinn, which is a denomination of 5 gold pieces, for each time she got frigged. So Quinn Frigg, that's the family name. That's how it came to be.
Well, it was between that and hole pluggers, so I mean.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the panache of Quinn Frigg. You mean Artemis Hole Plugger Esquire? Just didn't fit, you know?
Artemis so. Terror Tunnel doesn't really fit.
It doesn't have the ring.
No, not at all.
Hot dog hallway.
Yeah.
Also, if that thing had gone through, we do have a whole bunch of Padzar still to deal with con damage.
I thought that was basically Milk of Magnesia.
That's the Wismus
Salix. Oh, the Padzar was the other one. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
So we were, at the end of the last episode, retreating with this creature and the dead barbarian thing.
You guys were kind of arguing on what to do with it.
Tam grabbed its tail and started walking through the jungle. She was done with the argument. She's getting away from this thing.
Yep.
And then
actually, you're not getting away from the thing because you were dragging it through the jungle.
When I say this thing, I meant the encampment.
The lighthouse encampment. Not,
as long
not,
as we're clear.
Not the thing we're carrying with us.
Right.
I don't know why we're carrying this. She wants to draw it. He wants to show it to
Tam
Sasha.
Tam carries around a dead monkey, so, yeah.
Well, I really want to show it to Sasha because Sasha really likes those Dimorphodons, and this is way cooler than a Dimorphodon.
Okay, so you want to carry that all the way back to the Pescock's crab jack?
Yes.
And Jarwin just wants to get his not Jarwin wet.
Exactly.
She really likes those Dimorphodons because they are cute and could be good pets. This thing is neither of those. Will not be a good pet, guaranteed.
Look at that thing. That is cute.
She likes her Morphodons?
What?
Anyway.
Go. Never mind.
Well, you tried.
So we were heading...
Shots fired.
Oh, let me see if I have any burn solvent in here.
Here's some burn cream, Kurt.
So, while Ronan...
Where's that sound drop?
Suck on that.
While
Ronan just doesn't understand.
While Ronan singes from that burn, we continue through the forest, away from the lighthouse.
Okay, so that's what you wish to do, is head back to...
No, we wish to go somewhere and camp for the night.
No, here's the thing. He may want to drag it there.
Uh-huh. I thought you wanted to drag it.
No,
there,
I want to drag it away. Okay. That thing, like, our encampment is like a full day's walk through the forest. I just want to get...
Time is fleeting. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to get far enough away that these things can't, you know, see us from their buildings, and we could potentially get a safe minute to breathe.
Okay.
And talk out what we're going to do.
You still want to drag this thing over?
Yes.
Nath will.
In doing that, yeah?
Nath will carry it so that we're not trying to travel with somebody at, like, quarter speed.
And Nath has a pretty damn good strength score, right?
No.
No.
But he imagines if Tam can drag it by its tail, that he can probably pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah. While carrying another person.
So how far away do you think that is safe to be?
Several hundred yards, at least.
Half a mile, you guys think?
Yeah.
Half a mile?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it rained yet today?
Earlier, because it's in the evening, right?
Dude, that was four episodes ago. What are we on, 33 right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to episode 33. I have no clue, man.
We are on the same day that we came down here, so it's definitely rained.
I can't stand the rain.
You get about a half mile out and then get off the path, and then we can chat about what we're going to do.
I don't know why you want to drag this thing. I mean, I know she stabilized it, but she stabilizes everything. And I don't know why. I mean, the girl's been stooping you for literally, like, weeks.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a giant, blood-sucking, winged animal to get her to stoop you some more.
He's Artemis. Planning, he's thinking that the enchantment has probably worn off since he's been gone.
Actually,
he's gonna get all the reunion sex he can stand. I mean, he's been held by bloodthirsty cannibals intent on eating you alive. I mean, and we saved her from said cannibal.
Artemis.
So you guys right there have something to bond on, and you'll get great makeup
I know
sex.
What it is. He's tired of Ronan watching him. He wants Ronan to join in, but he thinks she needs some convincing.
So he's going to try to bribe her with a
giant
chupacabra.
I want to show her this large creature as sort of a, like, holy crap, look at this thing we fought.
This is where I've been missing. I've been fighting this huge creature.
Well, no, I went. I escaped, which is also going to be covered in my vignette, by the way, why I was missing.
Yeah, lots of talk. We'll see.
Personally, I would like to take this thing away from these lighthouse. Once we leave, wherever we leave it, we can untie it if it's still unconscious and just leave it there. It'll wake up and fly away. No harm done.
Or we could just kill it to keep it coming back in our sleep and sucking our blood.
Or, you know, we could not kill it because it's a living creature that did nothing other than react to its natural needs.
Meta.
And it's evil.
This came from the camp. We have every evidence to believe that this is trained by the cannibals in some way.
And did you know it sucks blood to live?
You know, let's answer that real quick. Can I do a detect evil on it?
Sure, it doesn't have an aura, so it'll do nothing.
Can that be done when it's...
Yes.
Oh, it is unconscious.
You can cast detect evil on anything. It's just it has to be has to have an aura powerful enough to be read.
Which, as far as we're aware, this might actually, because it's CR5, so it would not be unreasonable that it's at least 3 hit die.
It's possible.
Now, if it is a worshiper of a specific deity that gets spells or something from that deity, it would be higher, but I suspect that's not the case.
Well, while Britt's looking this up, Tam is going to ask, Jarwin, I do feel like we are somehow owed an explanation.
As to why I went missing?
As to why you left, dickwad.
Well,
no, that was harsh, but the question still stands.
Well, to be fair, Mr. GM is supposed to give some more information on that. And we only briefly discussed it, and I don't think he remembers at this moment, is why I said I'll cover it later.
Oh, during your pillow talk.
Do you want it IRL, or do you want in-game?
In real life, I was gone because I had spine surgery. You know, I think I've already talked about that. But my character itself was gone missing because of backstory reasons for why he's on this adventure in the first place. And the GM wanted to make sure that we weren't stepping on anybody's toes with what I was doing. And because my backstory ties sort of closely to someone else's backstory for reasons that we didn't want to accidentally get a little too close on that and kind of step on his toes for that. And I don't want to give up this backstory yet because that's going to be talked about in the vignette as well.
Yeah, because I'm wearing blue suede shoes, motherfucker.
Okay, so essentially it boils down to there is a reason that, quote-unquote, you share and we are okay with, but you are not prepared to actually share it.
Correct, because it's a little bit delicate exactly how it's going to play out, and we haven't quite figured out how to do that in story on the island yet. We have talked about it a couple times, though.
You talked about it with the person whose backstory it steps on?
I have not, but I believe Britt has.
Was I having fun?
Yeah, okay. He doesn't seem to be remembering at this moment, but it's Ronan's backstory.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're still a dick, but maybe not a wad.
Thanks.
No, I'm
sorry that I'm not prepared for this. I didn't expect it to come up today.
So, basically, you were just looking for like a ducktail rock or something like that. That you already had to do, and you had to go out and find it, and you could tell the rest of us.
Kind of.
Now that I've found the page with the Red Mountain Devil, what the hell did you want to know?
Hit die.
Yeah.
And
detect evil.
If it has enough hit die to detect evil aura.
Yeah.
It's got to be above 3 hit die.
Is it above 3 or
above
3?
I think it's 3 or above.
3 or above.
It's above 3.
Okay, so is it evil?
Aha!
It would detect.
I told you it was evil. It sucks
blood.
Well,
we don't know that yet. The DM didn't answer.
It's evil. We should kill it.
Should be right under its name.
Should be, but in this case, it is. Oh, there it is. CE.
I share that with the rest of the party.
So this is.
It's evil. Don't touch it.
This is why I agreed with killing it.
Too damn late.
Well, we should at least give it the chance to.
It's evil.
It came from the camp.
It sucks blood, like, and kills people.
I mean, you'd kill. A cannibal, wouldn't you?
Not if they're willing to change.
Well, I would say that's a poor argument because thinking creatures that are, you know, have the ability to have cognitive thought could change, but an animal of this kind would be very unlikely for it to change its habits, natural habits.
Has anyone tried
intelligence?
Has anyone tried talking to it?
Yeah, I shot it with an arrow.
Yeah, we did. It didn't. It just went.
Wait a minute. Animal intelligence. Jarwin's 30-some shit for intelligence.
32.
No, it's above animal.
All right. So that's even less likely for it to change.
Meta, her name was Eris Movato.
Oh, my God.
I stab it.
Done and done.
Good show, Tam. I was worried about you. I thought you were trying to save this thing to impress Meta. But I knew in my heart that you couldn't do that. And so you've reestablished my faith in you, dear. Thank you.
I'm thrilled.
I could tell.
Her name was Eris Movato.
Is that a Fight Club reference?
No.
First rule of Fight Club.
Eris was the one that we buried.
Yes, it is.
That is the line from Fight Club. His name was...
Robert Paulson.
Robert Paulson.
So, Meta starts petting Cicero and walks over to the edge of the clearing or wherever the hell we are. Sits down, starts praying, crying a little bit.
I'm going to walk over to Meta and And after she like raises her head from praying to Apsu, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to put my hand gently on her shoulder and I'm going to say, look, love, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, and I know you're probably not the type to be out here in the wilds dealing with this kind of doggy-dog world, but take it from me, all right? I'm not a bad bloke. I just have to do bad things from time to time. Some people and things just need killing because they are irredeemable, and this was one of those.
Everything needs a chance to change.
But, okay, let's think about it this way. That thing was chaotic evil. So, if it was a demon, are demons going to change? Can they get redemption?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, don't beat yourself up over this. I mean, besides, I mean, if you think about it this way, Tam's the one that actually killed it. I mean, you did everything you could. You stabilized it. You tried to talk us out of it. But some of us were just a little more hard-edged than you are. So we'll try to take your advice on things when we think people are redeemable. But let's just list the things that we've been killing so far. Okay? Animals and or eripatrids that are intent on eating us, they got to be killed. Cannibals, which are also intent on eating us, they got to be killed. Flying chupacabras that want to suck our blood and then eat us, they got to be killed. So what I'm telling you
also
is basically, basically anything that wants to eat us, we need to kill it because we can't redeem things that want to eat you. Do you understand where I'm coming from, love?
Sometimes you can re-educate them.
In the background, the backdrop to this, he's having this heart to heart with her, and Ronan's like kicking it and cussing at it.
Well, if we had a school and perhaps
suck my black with you,
perhaps several years. Yes, maybe we could, you know, train it not to eat us. But I mean, that's not. We don't have time for that. We've got to try to get off of this island. We've got to find this captain bloke and this weird chick that he has been leading him around by his nose. And more importantly, I really need to get back to civilization because I don't like all these woods.
I understand. I want to go home to the jungle.
We're in the jungle, love. That's why I want to go away from.
We're in the wrong one.
Jungle. I will agree with you on that. We are definitely in the wrong one. Now, are you doing better? Do you need a hanky?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Well, come on. Let's go back over here with the others and let's get out of here because it's getting dark and we need to make camp.
Nath has been like deadpan staring at the direction that we just came from this whole time.
Kind of like Ronan?
Kind of not like Ronan, in a different place at a different time.
What's Nath thinking?
He is kind of fully experiencing what just happened at the camp. There's been so much going on that Nath has just been reacting to everything, and he's not been a warrior. He's never. This is the first. Once he landed on this island, is the first time he's had real combat experience, and he's just kind of getting his bearings.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
But really, what does he think about what has just happened?
You mean in terms of the Red Mountain Devil?
Yes.
He thinks that if this thing is evil, then it was right for it to die. He does not mind that.
Okay, so he's not in the meta camp.
No. He's still stuck back at the lighthouse with what happened in the fights there. That's affecting him still.
All right.
As they return to the camp, Meta looks over at Tam, looks down at the dead creature, and gives just the slight nod to Tam.
Tam, at this point, would have asked Jarwin to help her, like, spread this thing out, like, on its back, wings out and everything, and...
Sexy pose.
Well, no, if if he does, then she's got her book out, and she's, like, pacing along its wings and, like, writing down measurements, and...
Meta wants to record.
No, not Meta. Tam.
I'm sorry, Tam.
Yeah.
Wants to draw this not critter.
Yeah.
Put it in the Chronicles.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she wants the info out there.
Yes.
That would definitely help.
Well, all right. I think we're all composed now. I look at Meta and she nods. And so, well, let's... Are you done whatever you're doing there, taking your measurements? Or what are you doing exactly, Tam?
I'm exactly what you said. I'm taking measurements. But wingspans, length... general thickness of hide, number of teeth,
I'd love to dissect this thing, find out how many hearts it has.
At the mention of dissecting, Tam just kind of stops suddenly and turns around and looks the other way.
Tam doesn't do that at all.
Tam doesn't
Meta
do that.
Does
Meta.
That.
Meta. Yeah.
Wow. You guys are on fire.
So, I mean, are you like a botanist or something? I mean, a zoologist?
No.
A botanist is plant study. I mean, of course, I know that that's not what you're doing there with a living or a dead being now. But what? I mean, why?
For the Chronicles. It's for the Pathfinder Lodge.
The who?
Do you not know who the Pathfinder Society is?
No, I know who the Pathfinders are. They're a bunch of blokes that stick their noses into these old tombs and stuff and take all the stuff before we, you know, honest criminals can get in there and get it. But I didn't know that you were one. I mean, you're a Pathfinder?
Yes.
That's remarkable. That's very pleased to meet you, Miss Pathfinder Tam.
It's very pleased to meet you, too. Now, if you don't get mind, I'm going to go back to sticking my nose where it doesn't belong.
I don't think there's any tombs around here, but go right ahead.
Yes, well, just because you don't understand everything we do doesn't mean that we don't have other things to do.
Well, I'd like to understand, but, I mean, this is the stuff I get. Anytime I see these Pathfinder blokes in a pub or in the brothel or whatever, I'm like, oh, we're Pathfinders. We can't talk to you. We're much too busy.
Oh, it's weird. It's almost like you started off your introduction by insulting the society. So if you'd like to maybe apologize, I could explain more about what we do.
Well, I mean, how would I apologize to an entire society?
Well, you could just start with me. How about that?
Well, okay. I'm sorry, Miss Tam Pathfinder person.
Apology accepted. Not very sincere, but I'll take it. So, and then she holds up the book and, like, starts showing all the notes and measurements she's taken.
So, do you have to, like, be raised as a Pathfinder? Is there a secret ceremony? Do you have to kill or, like, find, like, several trinkets and idols and things? How do one become a Pathfinder?
Well, let's see. What we do is we track down an Aspis agent. We find their firstborn child and then bathe in its blood. That was a joke. No, what we do is...
I mean, I've actually heard that about you.
Then it turns around suddenly and goes, what? Tam, you never told me that part.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you thought that the Red Manus assassins were bad.
No. So there are several ways to become a member of the society. You can either go through their Grand Lodge in Absalom. I'm surprised you don't know more about it.
I know where it's at. Every time I try to get in there, they throw me out.
Yeah, well...
Where are you from?
Probably ask.
Did you kill an innocent baby?
No, it was a joke, Meta. Calm down and listen.
It's called dark humor, love. Yes. It's all right. I mean, I got it, but yeah, it wasn't really that funny. But it was more sarcasm, and that's the lowest form of humor, actually. But anyway, you were saying about your fancy pants organization.
The second way is to show amazing restraint by not killing many people.
Probably
there is
that way.
The easier slash more deadly version is called a field commission, where an acting adventure agent of or higher, under extreme circumstances, can simply grant you membership.
Well, what do you have to do to get that done?
Well, the largest one in history was the siege of the Diamond City when all of the demons attacked Mendev.
There were
lots and lots of Pathfinders created that particular day. Mostly mercenary companies and stuff that happened to be hired on to defend the city were recruited into the society, but, you know, otherwise, circumstances like that, sometimes less extreme.
Is there any kind of monetary stipend or remuneration that goes along with membership, or do you just pay dues?
Well, you don't actually pay dues. It's more of like a tithing sort of situation, but the monetary thing is more of a... Let's say, so for instance, when I was staying in Magnamar, I was staying in the beautiful Hydemarch Manor up in the Alabaster District. Beautiful part of town. I didn't have to pay to stay in her manor, Shayla Hydemarch's manor. Wonderful woman, by the way. Very beautiful. And, you know, food and other things like that, and sometimes access to just...
magical artifacts.
Well, some, but also, you know, healing libraries, things like that.
Oh, expensive books, then.
Yes, you know, for research purposes and things like that.
Of course,
and
yes, then, yes, of course.
You know, I'll be expected to check in with the lodge in Eladir, where I will be able to get lodging at least for myself, and I'm hoping to get Jask under some sort of witness protection program.
So you guys, I know about the poking your noses into old tombs and stuff, and you, quote-unquote, save things for posterity. I'm really good at getting into places like that. Do you think there'd be an opening for, like, someone like me and my particular set of skills in the Pathfinder Society?
7, 8... nine hands. Yes, of course. The Pathfinder Society does not discriminate. As long as you are not needlessly destructive, generally obey the spirit of the law, and aren't willing to, or willing to not defame the name of the society, we've taken quite a few people over the years.
So, thieves, then, are okay?
As long as you aim your thievery towards the goals of the society, yes, it's fine.
Oh, all right.
The organization is more concerned about doing good than they are about doing the right thing.
So the greater good is what you're talking about.
Yes.
And what's the greater good for the society?
Is, generally speaking, whatever is better for the society of the inner sea.
The right thing the good thing to do?
Sometimes the right thing is considered to follow the law. But they're an organization who's more concerned about justice than legality, if that makes sense. Sometimes following the law doesn't actually deliver justice.
So it's more about trying not to kill people.
No, that is not...
No. No, I didn't get that at all from that talk, no.
No. Sometimes people need to die, yep. Even if killing them is the wrong thing to do. For instance, if I had the chance to, as many people would, put sword to the Empress of Cheliax, you have to think that I would take that chance, but to kill her would be a capital crime, a act of treason, a start of a war, but...
Hey, Jason, let me interrupt you. Who would that be right now?
Abergrail II?
That would be correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Kind of me interested in the society, and perhaps when we get to wherever that Eladar
place is, capital of Sargava.
Yeah, well, okay, Sargava. Once we get there, maybe you could introduce me around, and I could start learning the, the secret handshake or whatever it is.
I could introduce you to Venture Captain Belog, but it'd be any induction would be on his discretion. I'm not high enough rank to offer you any promises or positions.
So, 13. Does the Pathfinder Society, you think they'll leave you in that area for a while, or is there a chance they'll pull you out for something else?
I mean, technically, but I'm in kind of a unique situation. Listen, I don't really like to talk about this a whole lot, but I kind of leveraged my uncle's name upon my admission that I would only join the society if they let me go my own way in Sargava.
Nepotism, so, got it.
Well, nepotism would be like if they were family members themselves, but more of, playing off a celebrity. I'm not sure if there's a specific word for that, but Uncle Carson was quite famous and a very well-respected Pathfinder, and I simply... leveraged that to my advantage, and I made it clear that as long as they told me, let me do what I wanted, I would be more than happy to represent the society, but if they tried to pull me out from doing what I wanted to accomplish down there, then I would be more than happy to simply throw my wayfinder into the ocean. Now, granted, my wayfinder sank with the Genevieve,
so,
but...
Oopsie! You're saying you quit, then, and you'll be able
to
stay
with me. I'm saying, hypothetically, that if they tried to take me away from you, I would quit, Meta.
Okay. Speaking of hypothetically, you see Ronan standing there quietly. He pulls out his dagger and he points it down at that thing and he goes, "How many other Pathfinders stranded here do you believe that thing may have eaten?"
I have no idea, but if you damage any parts of it that I'm trying to measure, I'll be very upset with you. Please focus on the wings. I've already done my measurements on those.
Just stay away. Stay away.
What about?
The thing is dead. Have we not done enough to it already?
Oh, this? It's just a habit I have, and I point it back at it. It's just something he does when he's irritated, and he says, "Do you have any clues as to where that thing might have had a lair, or
probably the Red Mountain? Because it's called the Red Mountain Devil."
Yes.
do you see any red mountains around here?
Yes,
they all look pretty green to me.
It's right next to the Red Tail Rock. I figured once
it's a big island.
I figured once we get back to Pezcock, we could ask him roughly where the Red Mountain is, and then we could go check it out.
Do we have to go back to him?
Well, here's the thing. They call it the Red Mountain Devil, but it's here at the lighthouse.
Yes,
but we did see it flying over the middle of the jungle. Right, and we did see it flying over the middle of the jungle before we even anywhere close to here or the Red Mountain. I think it's probably got the whole island as its feeding grounds.
It's also very clearly a predator, and predators often live somewhere where they don't hunt. yes. often have a safe place where they can go and raise their young or their family, whatever. They go somewhere else to find things to eat.
It's a very good point, John.
Are you saying this might be a parent?
I mean, hypothetically.
Maybe, but we don't know.
If it's not, then maybe its parents are around, but regardless, yes, we do have to go back to Pescock because that's where our friends are.
Hey, Tam, have you measured the hide thickness yet?
Only in the flank. I haven't gotten any of the other body parts.
Hey, go ahead and use your dagger to check the hide thickness, Ronan. It may help you.
Yeah.
Well, if I examine it, can I get a knowledge arcana?
You could have all along. Just all along.
Just don't be destructive.
Ooh, what color is the tongue, Jarwin?
Pinkish red.
No, it's purple.
It's purple, sorry. I'm a little colorblind, so.
Yes.
No, you're not a very good assistant, then.
I got a 27.
It happens.
27, knowledge arcana. What is it that you wanted to know?
I'm kind of looking in relation to where its lair would be.
That wouldn't really be. You would know, like, general habits, but you wouldn't have any idea about a specific creature where it lives.
Well, you would probably be able to know habitat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, is it going to live, like, on high cliffs, or is it going to stay, you know, in a cave?
I'm guessing it's probably a cave in the side of a mountain, but...
And the mountain would be red.
You never know. It could fucking sleep in a tree.
I mean, it could. It could actually be, like, a thing where, like, we go into a mountain, there's a lake on the mountain, and it sleeps under, like, it goes through an underwater tunnel. We don't actually know, but it's funnier just to say,
Red tree devil. Now,
the red mountain lake devil.
In addition to what you already assume, you know this is a nesting creature. And what was your roll again?
27.
Yeah. You know it's probably somewhere in the southern portion of this island. So there.
Are you done measuring and taking nail scrapings and examining its teeth and whatnot, Tam?
Only from the exterior. Like I said, I'd love to get the inside of this
thing.
You
know what? I think it's a good time for me to go take a nap.
Probably a good idea.
And Meta goes to the edge of the clearing and lays down.
All right, let's open this baby up.
She closes her book with a snap. Yes!
Wait, you might need that if we're going to open it up. You got to take notes.
I don't want to get blood on it. We'll open it up.
I'll open it and you can watch.
I'm
fine.
Unless you want to do the opening.
I mean, you are the only trained pathfinder here.
That's actually...
It's also not true.
Yes, that's fine.
Shh! Ooh! They smell even worse on the inside.
Absolutely.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Wait, can I do one?
Yes.
That's no moon.
If the moon were made of cheese, would you eat it?
So we continue note-taking. And while we're doing this, too, in between the... Okay, how many... Like, how thick are the ribs? How many ribs are there? And stuff like this, too. Tam is going to start asking. So what do we want to do? Go back in the morning, or do we want to do this at night?
I don't think we should travel... with all the traps that have been laid out, we shouldn't be traveling through the jungle at night. I mean, we have a real hard time of finding our way. And if we make a light, that's just going to draw things to us.
Ronan, remind me, can you see in the dark?
Yes.
Or I can't. Okay, how about that?
Yeah, but we can follow him. But
can you see in the dark?
No, but you know who else can't? The entire camp of cannibals.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We can assume that, but that may not be
accurate. But what about all the other beasties on this island?
Well, we haven't encountered anything particularly dangerous that we think can see in the dark besides this thing.
A rip.
I'm not saying... Well, we're not on the shore.
Shocker lizards? Hey,
well, they're going to find us here or not. I'm not saying it's not without risk.
Shiv dragons?
I just want to bring up the point that we are a smaller group, so we would be more... Especially with the amount of times that the cannibals like to use javelins... We would have a greater advantage to going in at night than we would than they would have.
I would say that Tam probably knows at this point that Meta can see in the dark.
So, are you talking about going back to our camp or to attacking the cannibals?
The cannibals.
The lighthouse.
Oh.
Well, we can't let them.
I didn't know that's what we were talking about. But that's fine.
We're not going to leave them there.
We can't leave them here. No, they're dangerous.
No, that's what we came for. No offense, Jarwin, but finding you was just a happy accident. We came here to kill the cannibals.
And I'm very thankful.
But what's he going to do without taking this mangled piece of stuff to Sasha?
I'll come back for it. It'll be fine.
It's not like it's going to run away.
Well, I mean, you don't know. I mean, monster lizards, shocker lizards.
I guess erichers. We could just, like, skin it and take the hide back. She'd probably still be impressed by that.
You have to put it in Ronan's bag. Mon's busy with that armor.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work to me to impress a gal.
Hey, yeah.
Do you not know me?
I'm going to take my best spell this level and remove tattoo. Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. Yeah. I took a spell just to impress a woman.
Be that as it may, and I've seen people do much, much more and much, much worse. You keep doing you. Let's leave this thing here.
Yeah.
And we'll just, like, roll it up in, you know, say some palm fronds, and let's go, well, maybe later. Let's go get the cannibals before they get us.
Right, but we the plan was to rest.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. No, we don't have a plan. That's why I'm asking, do we want to rest and go in the morning?
Well, Meta's napping right now.
Yeah, but we can wake her up.
But she's very overwrought. I mean, come on. She probably needs a little bit of a timeout.
Technically, if you guys gave Meta 8 hours, you could go in the middle of the night, yep. And she'd be able to light up some of the cannibals so you could see it better.
In the middle of the night.
I also have glitter dust. I just can't see them.
No, that's the thing is, here's the concept. I'm not saying that we go and fight in the dark the whole way. I'm saying we go there in the dark. If we have a light source that us are grouped around, it's going to be harder for them to really see us, especially if, like, I said grouped around, and I didn't mean to. We have a light source, and then other people are kind of on the edge of that, but the cannibals are in the light source. They can't really hit us that well, because conceivably they'll have lights in their own camp, campfires, torches, things like that. And then as we come into the light and fight them, we can, you know, defeat them.
Well, yeah, you've only scouted them during the day, correct?
Yes. Okay. Right. But Tam is making assumptions, and I as a player am aware of their assumptions.
Sure.
But
well, all right, since Matt has already taken a nappy, why don't the rest of us...
Wait a minute. If you're British and you say nappy, that's totally different.
She's resting quietly, all right? So while she's doing that, you can keep, you know, annotating the number of ribs and the spleen of this thing.
Oh, the spleen!
I'll go up in a tree and take a little nap. Ronan can you know, he can watch for a while. We'll switch off, and let's get some rest. And then, what you say, about 1, 2 in the morning, we hit him when... You know, everybody's really tired.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sound good?
Yeah. But how many spleens does it have?
Ooh.
And what does it look like?
At least half of one. Might got a cutout.
I don't have enough stars as a GM to tell you that.
So, going to take a rest here? Sound good?
Yes, all right.
All right. Well, I'll take first watch, since it's still light out and I can't see in the dark.
Somebody go shake Nath.
So how
he hasn't moved in 10 minutes.
Are you guys still only half a mile away from the camp of the cannibals?
Yes, half a mile into the woods.
Okay, this will be interesting.
I will attempt to hide, overlooking the path most likely for the cannibals to come from the camp with my bow.
Okay, so you all are going to camp 1/2 mile away from the cannibal camp with the lighthouse.
Yes.
And just to be clear, Tam said we are 1/2 mile off the path into the jungle.
Yes, we are not on the path.
Correct.
And you're going to post-watch?
Yeah, yes. I'm on first watch.
First watch?
While it's still light up.
Second watch? There you go.
Nath will take second watch.
All right.
The dark vision people should probably take third watch. So Jarwin will go on second or first, whoever, wherever he needs to be.
Tam will go on third watch.
Gonna say whenever you wake up, Meta, she'll do what needs to be done.
Well, so far, I've got 1, 2, and 3. How do you want to divide this up?
I would also be on third watch.
Third.
So we have 2 people on first watch, 4 people on third watch. Sorry, 3 people on third, and 1 person on 2.
Who took second?
Who's
watch?
Who's on first?
I'll take second. Then that's fine.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Nath was on first?
No. Nath and Ronan are on second.
Nath is on second. I'm not asking you who's on third.
Because I got Nath on second, Artie on first, Jarwin, I
first.
Don't know. Yeah.
It's first is Artie and Jarwin.
Okay.
Second is Nath and Ronan. Third is remaining.
Second is Nath and Ronan.
That'll be Tam and Meta.
On third.
Or third.
I'm third. Tam, Ronan, Tam, and Meta. Okay,
and
got it.
Cicero.
We always forget about Cicero.
Does he get perception checks?
Well, I would think.
Technically, he would, but he's a -1 modifier on perception. So +1 when he's next to Meta.
Which is always.
So when it comes, if we get to third watch, Tam does have something to say to Meta.
Meta.
Third watch.
So in the dark, in the jungle, Tam is sitting next to Meta.
The quiet jungle.
Where the lion sleeps tonight.
Before you do that.
A wee move.
When,
a wee move. A wee move.
A wee!
When Meta first gets up, she communes with her holy symbol for a little bit, and her eyes seem to sparkle like starlight, giving an aura of otherworldliness.
What is going on?
As she takes on the heaven's spirit as her wandering spirit.
So you're saying she has a heavenly body now?
Somewhat celestial?
No, spirit.
It's just that skin sin thing that really puts people off.
It is very off-putting. You're right.
And now Tam.
So, again, sitting in the dark, in the jungle clearing, Tam's just sitting next to Meta, probably, like, polishing the sword.
Is that what you call it?
In a literal sense. Remember, both female.
Yeah.
Yeah. And without looking at her, Tam just says, Meta, you know how I felt about Eris, right?
Yes, I know.
So you understand why I killed this thing, right?
Yes.
So I just want to be clear. I want you to imagine what it would be like, the measures I would go to, if anyone tried to even remotely take you away.
Meta opens her mouth, turns to Tam, closes it, looks down.
I understand. I love you too.
And Tam doesn't say anything.
And then what?
And then the time comes that, you know, a couple hours pass and Tam eventually says, well, probably time to wake the others.
That's a lot of awkward silence.
Let's get cracking.
Is it dawn yet?
No, but it's time to go.
Nath,
get your stuff.
As soon as he wakes up, takes a water skin and takes off his amulet and washes the blood from the previous day off of it before leaving.
Dawn. Hey, mate.
Hey,
good
what?
Call.
What?
Upside daisy, let's go. We gotta go.
But it's still dark.
The exploding Nut Jarwin, that's not gonna happen today. Apsu blessed me with the ability to light up the life of our enemies occasionally.
Oh, okay.
I also get the sense that I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I could create some colors that would cause people to wander towards it aimlessly and not pay attention to their surroundings.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah. It might come in handy.
That is pretty fascinating.
Hypnotic pattern, officially.
Yep. I know.
Did anybody wake Ronan up?
No, I can't find him. He's usually in a tree somewhere.
Did somebody yell for him?
No, don't yell. Ronan!
Who had watch with him?
Nath,
did you see where he went?
What's your stealth, Ronan?
Did I?
Perception.
Artemis is just going to double check that the Chupacabra is still dead.
20. 10 plus your stealth.
I found him. He's right over there.
26, bitch.
Kurt, it'd be your passive stealth, right? Because he's asleep.
Well, it depends if he actively hit himself. Yeah. All right.
17.
17 versus...
I was found.
Shake the tree.
Nice.
Lightly.
That's a Peter Gabriel song, if I remember correctly.
Ever want to shake your
tree? Shaking the tree.
Sledgehammer?
No.
I love your peaches, I want to shake your tree.
That's a Led Zeppelin.
No, that's exactly. That's President of the United States. Yeah. No, that's a different thing.
No.
No, that's a... Yeah. No.
What he said was not the former presidents of the United States. Yeah. That's millions of peaches.
Peaches.
Right. Peaches for free.
He said peaches. Millions I was of there, peaches. Man.
Anyway.
Peaches for free.
No.
Really love millions peaches.
That's a whole different song. You guys went through like five songs in like 3 seconds.
Hey, you know
and they all had peaches. It's like on shuffle.
Hey, Mark, have you noticed I've been drinking?
No.
Yes.
Peach flavored whiskey.
Yes, I have.
We actually have some of that.
That was last night.
It was a joke. Calm down.
Well, it's actually called Bird Dog Peach, though. It's freaking delicious.
So, we're going to go get these cannibal blokes now, right?
Yes.
I eat cannibals.
Not me. I'm not a cannibal. Cannibals would eat cannibals, but I am not a cannibalistic person.
They took one of us, and we're not. In fact, they almost took two more.
They also took Sasha, didn't they?
That was the two more.
And I want to... I want to bring out something that I remember Ronan saying. You remember how Meta did that thing where she healed but didn't actually heal Nut Jarwin the lizard?
Yes.
Apparently there's someone in that camp that can do the same thing. because I got to thinking last night when I was on watch. Ronan saw four skeletons in an enclosure. And not only that, but remember in that book that I read, that captain said that they wanted him to come out and join them in eternity. And he said he knew what their form of everlasting life meant. So I'm thinking we might have a necromancer in there.
Well, all the better to kill them.
Oh, totally. I mean, I'm not like doing a whole meta on us, but yeah. I'm saying we need to be careful.
Hold on.
We were going to be careful anyway. I understand what you're saying, and it's a good point. We do have to watch out for that. Has anybody fought skeletons before?
Apparently, I have.
Only once. I was taught a special spell back at the temple. I haven't used it in ages, but I remember it still.
Okay. Well, that's
all
good
I
for
know
you.
Is that bones break, and since I don't have anything that really breaks bones, and daggers aren't the best for that.
Here,
what is that?
That's a club. It's a big stick.
I was gonna find
you
one.
You could use that.
Thank you. I will take that.
I also have these two things. I don't know if they would help. I take these two. I take two thunderstones out of my bag. Do you think these would help with undead?
No, because undead are immune to stun. Anyways, Jarwin will chime in and say, yes, I have some experience in training with fighting the undead, including skeletons. That was part of the reason why I used a cestus.
Any advice?
Usually, if it's going to be a skeleton, you're going to want like a blunt weapon, which you guys should probably all know that. That's pretty common knowledge, right?
I have no training in knowledge religion, so okay. No.
Well, I'm saying like that. I'm acting like that's common knowledge because everything that this character knows, he thinks is common knowledge because he doesn't think he's really smart.
Cool.
Well,
but it kind of is.
I know from personal experience, if you hit someone with a club, you're more likely to break their bones than if you stab them with a dagger.
That's true.
Now, on top of that, isn't the cure stuff, that hurts them, right?
Yeah, it can. Yeah. Positive energy can damage the undead.
Not Jarwin didn't handle it well, so that's... That makes sense.
What about the frost enchantment on my sword?
It probably won't be very helpful against the undead. Mm. But some of them you can, some of them you can't.
Well, what about skeletons specifically?
Typically not.
All right, well, I'm going to find a large stick to carry with
now,
me then.
Jarwin, you are well-versed, it sounds like, in undead lore. I mean, from your bardic training, I suppose. If a necromancer can raise skeletons, are there other things that the necromancer of that power level could raise?
The roof.
Well, only if it's on fire, and then we don't need no water. We let the motherfucker burn. But, I mean...
But, yes, generally there's other things like zombies or ghouls or ghasts or, you know, there's more advanced undead.
Gas?
No,
that's
ghast.
That's when we eat too much of that crab meat.
G-H-A-S-T,
Jumping
ghast.
Jack Flash, it's a gas.
They like to bite and lick things. It's not fun.
No.
Ronan is...
Isn't that what you and what's-her-name do?
Different... That's a fun kind of bite and licking. This is a, I don't like you, I'm going to kill you, bite and licking.
Flesh from bone, bite and licking. Yeah.
You guys see Ronan, he's like halfway in this bag of holding, digging through stuff, and he pulls out this wooden shield. He's like, can anybody use this?
Is it a buckler?
It's a light wooden shield is all I got.
If it's a buckler, I could, but that, no.
You mean like this one here that's on my arm?
Yeah, like that. Can anybody else use one?
I'm pretty sure I can't.
No. No, okay. Don't like them.
I tuck it back in the bag. I continue rummaging through the
if
stuff
you have
that
a
we
buckler,
have
then yes.
Actually, you said light wooden?
Yes.
Mine's a buckler.
Hey, can you use that light wooden, and can I use that one?
Yeah, why don't you trade?
That'd be very helpful.
It depends. Does anyone else want to carry my pack for me? Because that would put me at a
medium
heavy load.
Oh, man, that's a no.
I can carry your stuff for you if you really need me to.
Okay.
If it'll help.
Yeah. Well, Nat's got a basket of snakes. He's always got a basket of snakes.
All right. Then, yeah, I'd be more than happy to let someone use my buckler.
That'd be great. I will try to return it to you in better condition. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to cast Prestidigitation and start cleaning it.
All right. So I hand my pack to Nath, buckler to Jarwin, and I take the light wooden shield.
Thanks. This is kind of fun, swapping equipment.
Now, you've got the chain shirt, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I also have studded leather armor.
Yeah,
he said swapping.
I sure did.
Hey, Artemis.
Yes?
Can I see your main dagger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll hand her a finely wrought masterwork dagger.
Tam's going to coat it in a special substance as well as her short sword. Here you go. I don't know what's in there, but now your weapon won't deteriorate or rust.
And
thanks.
We have some things of Blade Guard. Blade Guard protects it against rust, rust monsters, and acid. Mm.
Sure.
For 24, I don't know what's in there. Might as well use it.
Yeah. Sounds good. I like it.
Artemis, do you need any more daggers?
How many do you have?
I have 6 extra.
I will take them.
What size are they, though?
They're the ones we found on the beach near the camp.
Ah, okay, so they're medium size. The Nath was going to say something, I think.
Do you want one, Nath? And I'll, roll it across for you. Do you want one of these?
What is it?
Sorry. A dagger.
Oh, no, I don't need a dagger.
How much
weight did I take on? I just want to make sure I'm not...
Overburdened.
I know what I'm doing here.
53 pounds.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine.
Also, I have a short bow and some arrows. It's probably not going to work against skeletons. Not a good idea.
I'll take a few arrows. I've been using them.
Okay.
There's more than just skeletons. There's several cannibals, as far as we're aware.
I'll take a bow.
Okay.
How many arrows do you have, Ronan? Because I'll just take 10 to replace mine, and he can have the rest then.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Again, what size are they?
This is all medium.
They're the ones that came with that. The only thing I have in here is...
So you're still digging through your bag holding?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
How many arrows for me, Kurt?
I have up to 74.
Okay, so 64?
Sure, that'll keep... Let me just leave 10 in the bag.
No, he wanted 10.
No, I had 84. I subtracted his 10 already. Okay. So you want seven? You want all 74?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you had that many. Could I have 10 more of those, please?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here's 11.
Oh, awesome. 12.
So 22?
That's plenty. 23? Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of that, I didn't ask.
Oh, yeah, Nath wanted to say something.
No. Sorry. I didn't ask before.
Yes.
And it probably does matter now.
Yes.
How much am I carrying weight of basket and snakes?
Oh, basket and snakes.
And actually, because I gave the club to him, you're only carrying 50 of my stuff.
Good. That works out much better mathematically.
Glad to be of service.
So, does that mean your question is answered?
No.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You mean I gotta think?
12 pounds. We're done. Move on.
Yeah, that sounds good. Basket, cool. Snakes, 12, so 72?
Also, I give Meta a potion that's in my bag. I don't know what it is.
Awesome. Those are the best kind. Hey, Meta, have a potion.
I think he meant 12 total, but if you think it's 72 what? Pounds for...
No. He said 50, and I was adding... Oh, gotcha. So that would be 62. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Okay. My bad. I thought you meant 72 additional pounds for the snake. I was like, whoa.
We've already established those snakes are not that big.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let's see if I can find some.
But the basket, you're looking at, what, maybe 10?
Depends on the size of the snake.
Yeah. And you've been feeding them, so they're getting a little bigger. But, no, I wouldn't say they're more than 5 pounds each. Did we establish at this point there were 3?
I believe we lost one, so there's 2.
2, okay. I couldn't remember. Okay. 12, 14, 16, plus is 50. I don't know what the 50 was. That's what he said, though.
I just need to know how much those weigh. I literally put hammers in my inventory and equal to his inventory. That way he has access to his stuff, and I don't have to add his stuff to my inventory.
Hammer!
So I have 26 hammers.
What? Where'd those come from?
He's just using it to denote weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because it'll calculate all the changes in Hero Forge.
Hero Lab.
Pete wanted to identify Forge, the totally potion, different. And he got a 25 to identify it.
The potion came from the cave where we found the armor.
Oh, Jesus Christ, seriously?
I never identified it.
I identified
all those. How many episodes ago? Really?
Should be in a cure mod potion.
I also had a ring that we got from that same thing.
I should have identified that, too.
It wasn't
a ring of protection. Yeah, it's a ring of Featherfall.
Yeah, I'll have that one.
It's a ring of Featherfall. Yeah,
I already identified all this stuff. That potion is a cure mod pod.
Cure mod pod?
Yes.
I don't need the ring of Featherfall.
Well, that's good, because Artemis has it.
So are you guys all finished trading and swapping and gearing up?
Just before we hit the camp, I have a few spells I need to cast. But otherwise,
okay, good. Well, let me ask you this. What's your intent from here?
Well, so when they did scouting... They found this back entrance here. They saw that.
Yes.
And this one. Yes. So Tam's suggestion is going to be to hit up these buildings from the back entrances and clear
just,
them out.
Just for reference, for somebody who might be listening that might have a copy of the map, what were you pointing at?
There's V9 and V10, it okay. looks like. They are basically on the opposite the shore
mm-hmm.
of the lighthouse encampment area.
Yeah, but and also ensconced into the jungle, yes.
Yes, so we would be able to approach through the dense thicket of foliage.
At half speed?
Yeah, or yeah. quarter speed since we're sneaking. You know, we're not in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, we're trying to sneak up on this place to murder people.
Okay.
Get in potentially through
the... you mean to save people. And stuff.
Tomato, tomato.
Save people from
the two things are not mutually exclusive. So to get in there, and you know, if we can get in through, again, this is the suggestion and the hope, we get into V9, if we can wipe out the inhabitants, go around to V10, wipe out the inhabitants, and then if that rope happens to still be there, where we get across the sludge into where Jarwin was held, get into that building, wipe out those inhabitants. But basically just to get as many people as quietly as possible.
Okay, so... stealth, and...
what does everybody think about that?
Or, just spitballing here.
I agree.
We could light something on fire on the opposite side of the camp.
And then do that.
I don't like that idea simply because it would wake people up unnecessarily.
How hard would it be to get to the actual lighthouse? Because if I think if there's anybody there, they would be in the most substantial building that they could have. Well, important things should be kept there.
You guys said there was a clearing in the middle with a fireplace, right? If there's people there, I could possibly distract them with some funny colors and symbols and maybe a Snoopy or two.
I think we should save that for, like, if we think we're about to be caught, then we cause a distraction.
What the fuck is a Snoopy?
That's our exit strategy right there. I like that.
Is that anything like a handy?
No, anyway, not at all.
I think distraction should be saved until we think we're about to be caught, because if we can go through without waking people up.
I like it, yeah.
And I do agree with the concept of the lighthouse, but let's say each of these buildings has one person. It's that much easier just to jank one person without them, you know, being aware, rather than going into the lighthouse and having those people come up behind us.
All right. So, say that all works, but then it doesn't, and the alarm is raised. What is our fallback plan then?
Her to
pop the obscuring the mist. Light show and us all scamper about, or, I mean, we need a rally point.
No, that's a good point. Presumably we'd all stick together, yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I mean...
Ronan usually doesn't, but...
Not to pride cometh or anything like that, but we've not really had a lot of difficulty with these cannibals in the past. I don't really see a problem where if it comes to it, we just stand our ground and fight the fight.
Necromancer?
Yes.
Problem.
Could be.
Counter suggestion?
Okay.
No, I'm asking, because just telling me that it's a bad idea without offering anything else isn't going
to
help.
I just want you to be aware that this might be different than the 12 other cannibals that we fought and overcame quite quickly. You know, we just need to be ready. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
forewarned is forearmed.
Yes, you're saying that we need to be ready, but not giving us any way to be ready for it. Like, if you have a suggestion, great, but if we don't have any other plans, then all we can do is continue on as we were.
All right, we're going to start on the beach side, right?
No.
I thought you said forest that was...
side, V10, V9,
opposite
here, right?
The beach.
Opposite the beach.
Yeah, it's excellent. The side where we snuck around when you guys...
Okay. I'm perfectly fine with taking those out in systematic fashion. Should the alarm be raised, or should we be beset by hordes of undead commanded by an evil necromancer, then I think that Meta should pop her light show while we travel away through the forest to a safe location.
The only thing to keep in mind is for my light show to work, on that aspect, you can't have any weapons out or anything because it kind of distracts from the light show.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, though, Artemis, is that you want a distraction so we can retreat?
Yes. She should be our exit strategy.
Why retreat, though?
Just in case we have to.
Hordes of undead.
Would it not be better to pop, like, obscuring mist and then Jarwin do his looky-loo dance where we can see through it?
Yes. That was what
and,
I was going to
say. And that works. I keep forgetting you're here. You've been gone for so long.
Sorry, man.
That would be perfect.
How about this? Let's go with the middle ground and let's have a keyword for retreat.
To be
run!
Honest.
Oh, sorry.
Persnimmons.
I was going to say that we'd be a little bit more creative and use them retreat, but for us to be aware that should things go south, we come back.
I always like the word pumpernickel.
Fine.
Pineapple man, pineapple.
To be honest, with Jarwin's talents, it may be better to wait until we are engaged and then put obscuring mist over us.
Yes, if it comes to that. But again, if we need to retreat, I say we probably just... I'm not that great at finding my way through the woods, folks, so probably back on the trail.
Yeah, right.
And then just follow that back up towards Pescox.
Well, remember, I do have the ever-burning torch, so while I don't like to highlight myself, if needs be, I will light a beacon and place it in the ground, and we'll try to meet up there.
All right. So we have a retreat strategy, but... Yeah, we'll only employ it if we need it.
Right, sounds good. Anybody else have any other concerns, complaints?
Sounds good to me.
All right, drain your bladders and grab your ladders. Let's go.
All right.
I don't have a ladder.
It's a figure of speech, Matt. It just means to get up, get high in your spirits, you know, ready to go.
Absu granted me with the spirit of heaven today.
Well, and that's very nice. All right, let's go.
Pretty high spirit right there.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets much better than that.
I do just want to casually remind you guys that Jarwin had most of the party loot in his bag that is still at the lighthouse.
So, yeah, Jarwin is...
No, he didn't.
Gearless.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because I had all the party gold written down in here in my pack. I had the scrolls, the wands, potions, gems.
And Jarwin just has a dagger.
Vials,
I'm going to point out that...
Bracers of armor plus one.
His...
And no nope. Pants.
No, I have that. I have a lot of that stuff written down myself.
Okay.
Well, and I know a lot of it's written down in there too.
I was going to say. Also, we have two though. People with magic bags. So
indeed,
I would assume that anything that we were not actively needing would have been in their bags.
That's fine.
Like you may have a gear list written down yourself, but
right.
Like I know that Tam specifically has the bracers of armor plus one, a bunch of pads are. Bracers, so the Wismith Salix, the Demon Plate.
I know you had the Demon Plate.
That's having the only thing I had written down specifically. Okay. Having said all of that, Jarwin, what is your main goal out of this next sally forth, shall we say?
Main goal is to wipe out the cannibals and retrieve my equipment.
In which order?
It doesn't matter.
And the rest of you?
Wipe out the cannibals, and if we come across it, get Jarwin. When we come across it.
Oh, if. Yeah, if when.
Well, no, definitely a win.
John, when you were there for a bit, did you see where they took your gear?
No.
Before they tied you to the pole?
I was knocked out. I woke up next to already tied to the pole.
Oh, it stinks.
And that's the thing, too. We have no idea where in this encampment they would keep it. So
indeed.
If we're going to systematically go through, we wipe them out as we go and look for the gear.
Right.
So you have yourselves geared up. You have a plan. Let's find out how this turns out. Next time on Shield Bash. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, if you like what you hear, you love the story, give us some ratings, give us some love. Peace out.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.